wir gehen durch der Loch ist von Bissein Tal und Motto. Es ist ein paar Scheiles, londische Scheiles, aber ein paar interessante Mefkemines, und eine Gea Wehe Moschel und Meisse. Und ich bin Chakiles, will sie. Aber one, before we start, the Londes, and the Scheiles, and the Schöne Chelek, just to go durch first, the Pirte Ha-Loches, but it's Negea Le-Meisse. In Shulchan Aruch steht, as from Zion Becheshven in Eretz Yisrael, you start to say the same Talmud Motto. From Zion Becheshven in Eretz Yisrael, Maskirim, Kshomim, Medikas Hashonim, we say the same Talmud Motto. In Chutz La-Aretz, you say the same Talmud Motto from 60 Yom after Tkufas Tishrei. That the Derech Klal, it comes out on the 4th of December. Sometimes it comes out on the 5th. But this is already Cheshbonus. The Derech Klal, it comes out on the 4th. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you start to say Bezayin Cheshvan. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you start to say on the 4th, December. But what is the halacha if someone is from America and he's staying in Eretz Yisrael? What's the halacha? They come from America, the Marshal, and now they're living in Eretz Yisrael. So when they have to say the same Talmud Motto, they go both of the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, that we say the same Talmud Motto in Zion Becheshvan, or they go both of the meaning in Mokim Sheyotzu Misham, and they're diving for the rain in their country, and in their country it's not a time for rain. Or they're now in Eretz Yisrael, and they want that we will have rain here. So there's a big machlekes. It's a big machleik as a poiskim. It's kimat yedr shite af yedr zach. The achroe that is niskabel in poiske zmaneinu. Shum zamanoye bach und bachus yeser abil yashif. And this is the anoge was the meire eroa amekubolim amoire the ikifu ashkenazim. Sfardim som meire eroa af asfardish bochim. We can also follow this lemaise. I'm saying for Ashkenazim, does it the halacha mekubelas? It's fine, you know, Rabbi Tzila, but Shaul had a piece of shita here. You have to know. But let me go in the Iker shita. Is if the Bocher is planning to stay in Eretz Yisrael till after the Tkufa, that he's not going back home before the 4th of December, so then he has a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, like a person, and he has to say the same Talmud Motto in Zion Cheshvan. And if he forgets to say the same Talmud Motto in Baruch Aleinu, Shem Zalman Oyerbach says he has to be Choyzer the Tefillah. So again, a normal Bocher that is not planning to go back before the 4th of December, even if he's planning to go back in a couple months home, Shem Zalman Oyerbach holds, he has to say, that's the Iker Apsak, you say the same Talmud Motto in Baruch Aleinu. I know it's the Yukim and Mishneh Berurah Mishtazay, we have Rabbein. And they tell us that this was a pshat in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says, if you're planning to stay a whole year, then you say the same Talmud Motto in Baruch Aleinu. In Miskanen Lishor Kol HaShono. The Shono from the rain. The main beat saved Kufa. Okay, I'm going to say how we put it in, because I will get into the Sugya. But Kach Kibam in Rabbi Seinu. So if you're not planning to go back before the Tkufa, Tahani, before the 4th of December, you say in Baruch Aleinu, and if you forget to say the same Talmud Motto, you have to be Choyzer the Tefillah. If you're planning to go back before the 4th of December, so then you say the same Talmud Motto on Shema Aleinu. It's only Machmas HaSofek. And Rav Shmuel Lerbach says, if you forgot, Misofek not to be Choyzer. Misafik not to be chayzer. The same halacha is to people that some bochim are planning to go back for a couple of days and then to come back. Also, if they're planning to go back before the 4th of December, even for a visit, so they say the same Talmud Motto only in Shema Aleinu. When they come back from the visit, from then they will start to say it in Baruch Aleinu. דפי בהלוכה, למה איזה קומטו איס? הוא עושה לי לנפקימיני. עשה, את מחלי כסה פויסקים, הוא סידו פויסקים נשתה זה, אבל זה פסק שנזכב עליז, that if you're not planning to go back to America before the 4th of December, you say, וסיים תלמותו הם ברחולנו, and if you forget, you have to be חויסר. I know, I thought this as a chashitas, maybe we'll use them later for some nefkeminets. Now, the halacha is, if someone doesn't say the same talumato, he has to be choizah the tefillah. In a second we'll explain the halachas. What if someone davened and he doesn't remember if he said the same talumato or not? So the halacha is, misofek he has to be choizah, because we have a chazoke that mistemeh he didn't say the same talumato. After 30 days, there is 90 tefillahs. Even though it's a bit less, because in Shabbos we don't say Misan Talumato. But the Ikar Halacha is after 30 days, even if you misupik, if you forgot the same Talumato, misupik, you don't have to be choizah. But till 30 days, misupik, you have to be choizah. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Eitze. If a person will say 90 times, the Nusach that he will say, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, V'eskor minei svuosa letoivo, V'sein talumoto livrocha. V'eskor minei svuosa letoivo, V'sein talumoto livrocha. It's not enough to say, V'sein talumoto livrocha, V'sein talumoto livrocha 90 times. It's garbage. Because next time when he will dive in, and he will say, V'eskor minei svuosa letoivo, his tongue is used to, that after the words, V'eskor minei svuosa letoivo, he says the same bracha as the Adama. He has to get used to, and his mouth is used to saying, V'eskol minei svoosa l'teiva, V'sein talumoto l'vracha. The Shulchan Shlomo says to say better, V'eskol minei svoosa l'teiva, V'sein talumoto l'vracha, al pnei Adama. Machmir in Taki HaMakbid on it. To say 90 times, not only, V'eskol minei, like 2 words before and 2 words after. V'eskol minei svoosa l'teiva, V'sein talumoto l'vracha, al pnei Adama. V'eskol minei svoosa l'teiva, V'sein talumoto l'vracha, al pnei Adama. If you say it 90 times, third day is a chazoke, that you will carry on saying it. The chutzlaus, the kebochrim, I think it's very important that they will do it. Why? Because even though we said, that you have to say, v'sein talumoter and boruch oleinu. And he says that if you forget, you have to be chayzer. Of a fault, a poiskim that don't hold like that. So we are machir like Reb Shimon Zalman. But it's not poiskim, it's not nish tazim. So, and then you daven, and you misupik if you said or not, and you choizah. And if you some shittas, it's mamash abroch alevatolet. So to be yetze ala sfeikas is the best thing when we had Zayin Cheshvin, say 90 times, kol minei svoos ala teyo, say talumoto livrocha al pnei adoma, and then you beseid it. Love again weiter. I want to come to the Rambus, aber noch einmal, a little bit more pirtei halachos, and then we'll start to go into the Ikar Shailos, when we want to go into the sugya. So the halacha is like this. If you forgot to say the same talumoto livrocha, so it's ten halachos. You're holding in Baruch Oleinu, and you forgot the same talumoto livrocha, you didn't finish the bracha yet. Saying the same bracha, Abnei Adoro, Sabinu, Mitura, Varosh, Naseinu, Kasharim, Atevis. And you remember that you forgot, you go back and you say, V'sein talumoto livrocha al pnei adoma, and you mamshich from there. If you said already, Baruch ata Hashem, so you finish the bracha. And then if you didn't say Baruch ata Hashem, you said Baruch ata not Hashem, you go back to V'sein talumoto. You finish the bracha, and you hold him before it Tka b'shofar. There's a big machlekes, but again, I want to say the piske halachos, what Kibalti Mirabei says, our meaning is that you say the same talumoto in between the Tka b'shofar. Some poskim hold nishtaze, we hope that if you said Baruch Oleinu and you hold him before Tka b'shofar, you say the same talumoto livrocha before Tka b'shofar. You forgot. You remember you've been al tzadikim, or ich nish gizok v'sein talumoto. You mamshich bis shmak oleinu. You get the Shema Kuleinu, before the words Ki Ato Shomea, you say the same Talumoto Livrocha. You say the same Talumoto Livrocha, as I stated in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. אלא הוא חשוך על שתי את ישראל וסייטה למותו לברוך על פני האדם. מסתם, אבוס נישט. אבוס נישט, ביו יצאה לשיטס. סייטה למותו לברוך אבוס על פני האדם. Okay, now you didn't say it. You said you got the Shmakulenu, you forgot to say the Saint Alumato, and you're holding before Baruch Ato Hashem. So you go back, the Saint Alumato, Livrocho Ki Ato Hashem. You got to Baruch Ato Hashem, and the Baruch of Shmakulenu, you say Lamdei Nichukecho. You say Lamdei Nichukecho. And Baruch Aleinu, because you could say it later. Shema Kaleinu, it's a problem already. So in Shema Kaleinu, you say, Lambei Nichukecho, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lambei Nichukecho, you go back. The same Talamot Olivrocho, Ki Ata Hashem. But the other, if you said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomea Tfilo, you say the same Talamot after the word Shomea Tfilo, before let's say. You started with saying, you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You finished Tfilah, you didn't say the Saint Alumoto, you have to daven again. Finished Tfilah means you said Yule Rotsim Im Refi, the second one. The second Yule Rotsim Im Refi, before the Isa Shalom, you have to go back. So these are the Piska Alochas. Yeah, Alochas Pshutas. Baruch Aleinu, B'teich HaBrocha, you go back, after the Brocha you say B'mekonboi, Shmakaleinu before Kiyato, Baruch Ato Asher Adin Chukecho, after Shmakaleinu you start with say, you go back to Baruch Aleinu, you finish davening, you have to be Chayz of the Tefillin. This is the Alochas, the Pachas, yeah, is anything everyone knows. But as I don't make it Tzachon, I really wanted to start today. Nigihata Mola Shaila. We know the halacha is you have to say the same talumoto livrocha al pnei adama. If you didn't say the same talumoto livrocha al pnei adama in Baruch Aleinu, so and you're holding it out tzaddikim, you say it in Shmak Aleinu. You got to Shmak Aleinu and you forgot again, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. That's the halacha. So lo me'ev tzachon, we're talking in a bocher. First day, you get the clap, Baruch Aleinu, he forgot. See? He was saying to Shmak Aleinu. He got to Shmak Aleinu, he forgot again. He's going back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, he forgot why he went back to Baruch Aleinu. And again he forgot. Now he's holding an Ala Tzadikim. Oh, he remembers, I went back for Baruch Aleinu to say the same Talamoto. And I'm going to say the same Talamoto. He's holding now an Ala Tzadikim. What to do now? He's holding the Tzadikim again. Person didn't say Baruch Aleinu, and he remembers the Tzadikim. We tell him, say Shmak Aleinu. He went to Shmak Aleinu, he forgot. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back. Now he walked again to Tzadikim, and he remembers that he forgot in Baruch Aleinu. What to do? He gerept came out with all the Israel of them. I'll tell you all different psalkim. When I send this shayla to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he sent me a letter, ich bin nishkin poisek, ich elfer nishkin shaylas in halochas, bifrat ad yiluch in Yerushalayim, der shayla davgen arayin zu Rebel Yashim zu fragen. So that like it true, but I answer, you didn't answer. So, I want to ask me, is Shorish Tzdodim what to do in this case? One answer will say, carry on, walk bis Shmak Aleinu, and say it in Shmak Aleinu. This is one way. The other way is, I already got to Shmak Aleinu. I have a Baruch Aleinu, I have a Tkab HaShofar, I have a Tzadikim, I have everything. I came to Shmak Aleinu, I'm missing the same Talumoto. So I'm going back to fix it in Baruch Aleinu. I didn't manage to fix it. Now I'm holding on a Tzadikim. פרוות זוזנו בירושלים מייחו. איך שגיבלתי לירושלים מייחו היית? איך שגיבל שמק עלי מייחד? They tell me that we want you to fix it in Baruch Aleinu. I didn't manage. Why do you want to shmack alone? Let me do shop to shmack alone. And you should have a shigizok. It's a lack of shigizok. So maybe go back to Baruch Aleinu. So there's three options. Either to carry on Bishmak Aleinu to say it there, either to jump to Shmak Aleinu to say it there, either to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Dayan Weiss, the Baruch Min Chasitzchok, Giblibim B'Tzarichiyot. Giblibim B'Tzarichiyot of their Shaila, as we get to Rebbechon Minichovsky. So I want to be masked first, it's not a suffix. One side will say, Baruch Aleinu I said, Kabi Shafer I said, Alfich Gizog, I tried to fix it. It didn't work out, go back again. Mishumma the Aloch is like this. If you didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu, we give you a chance to say it in Shmak Aleinu. If you skip Shmak Aleinu, now we don't tell you, go back to Shmak Aleinu. Some place come out of it, but we don't pass the Aloch. You can't go back to Shmak Aleinu. Shmak Aleinu is only for the people that have forgot one time. A person that passed two bumps, he forgot twice, you can't say it in Shmak Aleinu. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. So if I went back to Baruch Aleinu and I didn't do it, you back to Baruch Aleinu. You have no option to say it in Shmak Aleinu. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. Hey, Nusach. Other way. The first Baruch Aleinu, it's not a good Baruch Aleinu because I didn't say the same Talumoto. They gave me a chance to fix it in Shmak Aleinu. After I didn't fix it in Shmak Aleinu, the first Baruch Aleinu is raised. It's not a good one. Chazal said you have to ask Shomim and Birkas HaShomim, but you haven't beat Shmak Aleinu. You didn't do it, we erased it. And it's still erased, and again we started from Baruch Aleinu. So like in the first time in Baruch Aleinu, I had a chance to say it in Shmak Aleinu. The second time also I have a chance. And I said, Shem Zahar Lerabach. Gesagt mir leise. To carry on davening, to carry on davening, he asked me, where is this mensch that forgets that they feel more? Where is the mensch? He didn't want to answer in the beginning. So I told him, he's waiting outside, he's a little davening, he doesn't know what to do. So she always said, tell her to mamshich bi shmak aleinu to say shmak aleinu. So I stick it to be mazdo the zach, let me go and read a bit to the Mevar of the Indian. We see so much nafkeminus la'aloha, we see his mamish, dvorim shalom nizbaru, kol ha-tzerech. And what is Tolly this Lomdus? Yechum and Tolly of the Lomdus of the two Tirutzim of Teisves in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShacha. Teisves brings down as a shayle. A person didn't say Yalev Yovoi in Rosh Chodesh Shachris. So he has to daven again. If he meant mid afternoon that he didn't say Alevi Avoy, so he has to daven to Minchas. So he didn't say Shachis Alevi Avoy, he davens again Shachis. If he didn't daven Shachis, he davens to Minchas. What if someone forgot to say Alevi Avoy in Minchas Rosh Chodesh? And now he's holding by night. Zog Teisus B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't daven to Ma'arivs. There's no purpose to daven to Ma'aribs. Why? Shmonesre he has. He daven Minche. He's missing the Alevi Yavoi. By night already he is not Rosh Chodesh. So if he will daven again, he will later only have a Shmonesre. Shmonesre he has already. So if someone forgot the Alevi Yavoi in Minche Rosh Chodesh, and now he's holding by night, Zog Teitzis B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't daven to Ma'aribs. Yudches Yeshloi. Yalevi Yovoi, you will not be mashli. There's no purpose. Aber Rav Elfasi Omar, she is Palel Shtayim Lemotzi Shabbos. Em La'erev, Davin Tu. Zog des Taib No Vosu De Machleikes, alle Zog, aber des Taib No Kilisiyak, in Mekezeg, in Esbaot Mal Chove, Zog des Taib No De Machleikes is very poshut. Rabbi Yehuda learns, if someone didn't say Yalevi Yovoi, why he has to daven again? Not because the first davening is not a good davening. It's a shame of davening? No, what? He's missing Yalevi Yovoi. So Be'etzem, if he could have said now Yalevi Yovoi, he would just say Yalevi Yovoi now, and after that, good. The problem is he can't say Yalevi Yovoi alone. Yalevi Yovoi has to come packaged in the davening. So I have to daven again just to find a chetimtze how to say Aleve Yavoy. But my answer, my davening is never good to davening. But maybe if I'm holding now by night, davening I have. I need to be mashing Aleve Yavoy. Hey Aleve Yavoy, by night you can't say it, it's too late. Rabbi, you're fasting, you learned. But if you miss Aleve Yavoy, see, hey, you can daven bichlal. See, hey, this can be davened. I'm a shalim matbeh shetom chachomi. Ein am roche. It's clear you can be davened. Ah, you didn't daven today. So at least daven by ma'ariv. Like a person that didn't daven minche has to daven two ma'arivs. La aloche le ma'ise, what you do, is no achroe in the aloche if Rabbi Yehuda is gerecht or the Rabbi Elfasi is gerecht. Zog de tur shulchono uch aloche le ma'ise. So if it happens to you, Lemaise, that you forget the Aleve Yavoy and Minche, and you remember by night and Ma'ariv, you make a tefillah nedova. You make a tnai. If Rabbi Yehuda is gerecht, then I don't have to daven again Ma'ariv, the Ma'ariv is nedova. If Rabbi Elfasi is gerecht, I want it to be a tefillah schoiva. So in the Chofetz Chaim, if Kimin al-Aloche Lemaise, that if Rosh Chodesh, listen good because I'm going to get you next week. I know it's not Rosh Chodesh next week, but we'll be Megillah Lemaise the Shire next week. If you forgot the Aleve Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh Friday afternoon, you can't daven Ma'ariv twice, because in Shabbos you can't do any davar. So the Aloche Lemaise, if you forget the Aleve Yavoy on Mincha Erev Shabbos, Paskas the Mishneh Berurah, you don't daven two Ma'ariv on Shabbos, because you can't be mashed on the Aleve Yavoy. On the Fir Rabbeinu Elfasi, it's good. On the Fir Rabbeinu Yudah, there's no purpose to daven again. And maybe you don't daven. Push. Let me go invite. Reb Shmuel Mazovsky gehad as a shayla. Happens a lot of times. Shabbos this year, we had Shabbos Rosh Hashanah le Moshe. Shabbos Yontif. So in Birkas HaMozen you have to say Aleve Yavoy, and you have to say Retzei. That's Baruch, you have to say Aleve Yavoy, and you have to say Retzei. You benched, the first time you forgot Retzei. You remembered Aleve Yavoy. Oh, I forgot the Retzei, you bench again, you're all focusing on the Retzei, you forgot the Aleve Yavoy. So you bench twice. The first benching, you said Aleve Yavoy, you didn't say Retzei. The second benching, you said Retzei, you didn't say Aleve Yavoy. You have to bench now the third time or not. You have to bench a third time or not. Zotav Shmuel Rozovsky, it's totally the shayla. If we say that if Alt Yalav Yavoy is not benching, but Alt Retzei is not benching, the first benching, garnished. Second benching, garnished. I left with garnished. Bench the third time. But if not, the first benching is good. No, what's Fert Alav Retzei? Oh, the second benching is good. Fert Alav Yavoy. I have Yalav Yavoy from the first benching. I have Retzei from the second benching. I don't have to bench again. So when I look at him, I say if it happens. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky was machri aloche lemaise, so you can't bench the third time, because it's a suffix two tirutzim in Teisvis, and in Tfila we said you have to make a nedova. There's no nedova in Birkas HaMazon, so when it's suffix, you can't bench the third time. Oh, you have to know, lechure, if you ate kedei svire, if you ate kedei svire, lechure, you'll be chayav to bench again, because it's speaking the reis lechumre. Shmuel wants to tell you that Meshari Matbea for sure the Raisi you are Yetzi, you are only not Yetzi to the Rabbanon. So, but I think that Reb Shmuel, not to bench again. Oh, that's a hand good because here we're starting to stick a touch on the Kuda that we bring again to us. So Reb Shmuel, a Chodaraya from the Morgan Avram to my Yesoid. That Misofek, you don't have to bench again. Steht in Morgan Avram in Simen Kuf Peches Seif Gimel. What would be a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And someone didn't say Retzei. He said Yalev Yavoy, he didn't say Retzei. So he's benching again. Zog the Morgan Avram, and the second time that you're benching, say Yalev Yavoy again. Why not? Even if you say Yalav Yavoy in the first time, say Yalav Yavoy again. Why? Every Birkas HaMazon that you say in Rosh Chodesh, say Yalav Yavoy in it. Every Birkas HaMazon in Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yavoy in it. So even the first time you say Yalav Yovel, you only forgot to say Shabbos or Shchodesh. Shchodesh because a Muslim is not chayzer for it, for Yalav Yovel. But you chayzer for the say, say again. Frank of Shmuel, let them get Avraham to say better. The first because a Muslim is commanding lesser than me. I never benched yet because I forgot to say. So for sure I have to say Yalav Yovel the second time. Shteinu Magen Avraham Mei. The first benching was a good benching. Just it's me from Yotzei. Now I'm benching again to fix the Yotzei. Why I need to say again a lot of the other? Shteinu Magen Avraham, we can't look on, say a lot of the other. Aber lemaise, in Mishne Brure, in Levush Yisrad, Levush Yisrad in Mishne Brure, they bring down this aloche, and they say no, no. They say, you know why in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Ratzei and you're benching again, you have to say Alevi Yover again? Because after you're benching again, the first because I'm Muslim is command the lesson on me. So for sure you have to say Alevi Yover in the second time. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah and the Levush Yisrad. So it's a shtickle of Ore. Lechu, it's totally two Tirutzim of Tesis. The Magen Avraham is saying a better reason. That fits the both the Rutsim of Tesis. Shabbat says the first week is a Muslim is raised, so for sure you have to see all of the other in the second one. It's not for sure that it's raised. It's story the top shot. So we'll get back to it. It's not long again to Rik Aminut to Unzer Asugi. Lechore, we were clearing what happens to the first Baruch Aleinu. He got the Shmak Aleinu. Now he has to daven again from Baruch Aleinu. It's command the lesser or it's not command the lesser? So lechaure, b'ashkofa rishoyno, story of these two derutzim. If we say that when you're missing the same talmud motto, the Alevi Yovoi, it's kidding you didn't daven. So the first Baruch Aleinu is command the lesser, Domi, because you didn't say the same talmud motto, it's raised. So I'm starting now from the beginning. But if we say that's not raised, it's not command the lesser, Domi. It's there. I'm just missing the same talmud motto. There's no point to say it again. Azayim Chul and Mekenzol. But we have a Reb Chaim. And again, here I want you to listen carefully. It's Nogei Aloche Lemaise. But Chul and Atmachin Azayim and the Poiskim Zog and Tzumach. Reb Chaim in Stenzlach, in Maseches Broches, says, we will be again next week. A person Minche Erev Shabbos forgot to say the same talmud motto. To daven two ma'ariv leil Shabbos or not. A person forgets the same talmud motto. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah never bring it up. He forgets the same talmud motto Friday. To daven two ma'ariv leil Shabbos or not. Lechu let's tell him the two tirutzim of Tesfas. Lefi Rabbeinu Yehuda, that if you forget the Alevi Yovel Friday, you don't have him to, you forget the Alevi Yovel in Mincha Rosh Chodesh, you don't have him by night too. Because you can't fix the Alevi Yovel, Lechoi also, you can't fix the same Talmud Motto. So there's no point. Lefi Rabbeinu El Fasi, that the Tfilah is Mishkan Tfilah, forget about the same Talmud Motto. Or the Chod Mishkan Mincha, the Mashim the Mincha. If you have been a Yudah, how about Minche? I'm missing the same Talmud Motto I'm missing. You're missing the same Talmud Motto, you can mashlim by night. And you cannot be mashlim by night. So Zot Reb Chaim, Lecha'ule, it's totally over. If you have been a Yehuda, that you can't be mashlim out of the other, you can't be mashlim the same Talmud Motto. If you have been a Elfasi, it's a Mishkin Minche, the Echel is Mishkin Minche. Zot Reb Chaim, Noin. And then to be a problem, because you can't make it a Dover. Zag Reb Chaim, ich paske la aloche le kule alme, if you forget the same talmud motto, Minche Erev Shabbos, to say Ma'ariv Shtayim. Ki chonuk bi yesoidei dine, that the same talmud motto livroche le dine di Alevi Yovei. Di Alevi Yovei bin askore. You could say the Shmoneser is a good Shmoneser, I'm missing the Alevi Yovei. אבל בסיין תלו מוטו הוא חלק ממטבע של ביקס השונים ואם לא יאמר בסיין תלו מוטו כמי שלא יספר אל דומי הוא מספר אל מאיריב שתיים לליל שבס אז זה פסקן רב חיים הנה okay, even at רב חיים הוא זה הרבה גי פסקן הזה And Stam the Veld brings a Shane Raya to Reb Chaim by the Sfardim, and also I saw in Boston and also in Sapo Morke Hillis, they have for the winter one Baruch Oleinu, for the summer another Baruch Oleinu. I didn't find that in Rosh Chodesh, they have a different Ratzai for Rosh Chodesh, and a different Ratzai for Yalavi for Chanukah. Ratzai is Ratzai, you put it in the other one. Aber Baruch Aleinu, they have, I don't remember the two Nuschois, aber they have a winter Nusach for the winter. Alles war ich, was sie tun, wie geht's hier. No? Was ist Baruch Aleinu, was ist Baruch Aleinu? So we see, as Eber Reb Chaim, that the Saint Alomotor geht da rein zu dem Nusach. Bis das Sfardim gegangen, die gemacht mal ganz andere Nusach. Aber wir sehen, as Eber Reb Chaim, das ist Chemik von dem Nusach. What? Aber das ist ein guter Kach, wenn man ein Loch hat, dass ihr mit Tag mit dem Schmack rein. Weil kein Bruch ist ein Zoll, ihr Sachasse. Aber er fühlt als Reb Chaim gesagt, aber in Mogen Avron, in Kufches, ist Mashma nicht das sei. Ich bin nicht genau rein, ist unter den Diyukim. Aber der Meister in Sefer Tehillel David, is mistapik la aloche le maise. Und azay is mistapik in Sefer Har Tzvi. If someone forgot the same Talumotor on Erev Shabbos, if to daven two Mairibs, and Rav Pesach Tzvi Frank in Har Tzvi, and Rav Chaim Noe, and the Kafachayim, and Rav Tzuryanke Fischer, they bring a lot of rayos fakert, that the same Talumotor is also a skore, and the man is a paskin, that if you forgot the same Talumotor, if you forgot the Saint Alumoto in Erev Shabbos, valid to Sofek if you could daven Ma'ariv twice or not, because it's totally if you have been a Yehudo in Tesis, you cannot daven. If you have been a Elfasi, you could daven, and you can't ishmachel on a Dover in Shabbos, so they pass on a Loch and a Maise, not to daven the Saint Alumoto, not to daven two Ma'arivs. So again, Lefir Reb Chaim, if you forget the Saint Alumoto in Erev Shabbos, you will daven two Ma'arivs. But the Chur at Cook's story is that a Chor's Poiske is my name, and the Poiske for the Fuhr Dikadon is given Nishtazay, that Baruch Aleinu has the Zelda, and Saint Alamotar has the Zelda Alochas in Yalaviyavay, that it's a Sofek, and the Mele you have to make a Tnai, and the Mele on Shabbos you can make a Tnai, and you don't have it again. Again, one Mashiach that it's very Negea Lemaise, it's Negea Kimat every Pesach. And it's combat Negea every... And Rosh Chodesh it's Negea Asach Mol. Rosh Chodesh it's Negea Asach Mol. Rosh Chodesh it's Negea Asach Mol. What would be if Rosh Chodesh Kislev is coming? And someone will forget Yalevi Yovoi. The second time you will say Yalevi Yovoi, you will forget the same Talumoto. He has to daven a third time or not. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it could be Negea. He will say Alevi Yavoi, and he forgot the Saint Alumoto. He said the Saint Alumoto, he forgot the Alevi Yavoi. He has to daven a true davening or not? Thank you, Pesach Tzvi Frank. It's totally, and there's a whole shayla that we're saying now. And maybe we'll have to make it Tfilas Nedova. We'll have to make it tonight, that I'm doing it Tfilas Nedova. But if he doesn't make it Tfilas Nedova, it's Nish B'Sonda. That's G'deik in the Aloch. So the Mele, we're going back. So the Saint Alumoto is exactly like Yalevi Yavoi. So we're going back to the Iker Shaila we had. He forgot the Baruch Aleinu, he got the Shmak Aleinu, he went back to Baruch Aleinu, and now he's only with the Tzaddikim. And he says, Imam Shach, but Tfilah Ahobich, I'm going back to make the Askore. What is the point to carry out to go back to the Shmak Aleinu? Now the Terz is Azay. If you look good in the Levush Yisrad, the Levush Yisrad said, if someone forgets Ratzei in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so he benches again, and he says Ratzei, and he has to say Alevi Yavoi again. Why? Because the first one is command the lesson. It's like Reb Shmuel, it's totally the whole Shaila if the first one is command the lesson. How does the Levush Yisrad say that the first one is command the lesson? The Teretz, if you see the Rosh in Levush Yisrad, in two words, he said a Givaldiki Yisrad. Said like this. Kaimon Shechoizer Mevorech Horishon is command the lesson. Pshat is Pasha. A person benched and he forgot to say. Lulitzer, he would go home and he'd finish. He's not such a bad person. He just forgot to say. When we're telling him to bench again, a person can't have two birkas hamazon on one meal. So Chazal say, raise the first birkas hamazon and make a second birkas hamazon. That's a good halacha. The yosha mipnei chodesh toitziu. The halacha is, bench again, forget about the first one. And tefillah, you don't have to say it. Because the tefillah is a tefillah smedavah, and I can make another tefillah. But you can't bench twice. This is a svara pshuta. And this is what Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach told me. I remember this was his words. He said like this. When Tirsh Makaloni is given good, when a gehen tzachon, da'adim en baruch aleinu mochamor, when he started to say the baruch aleinu again, the herrshter, that's against the inverter, the herrshter gegangen farfal. The first one goes for loss. That's this. And the moment between you go back, you press again. I'm starting Baruch Aleinu. You waste the first Baruch Aleinu. You can't have a Shemone Esre with 25 brachas. So when you start the second Baruch Aleinu, it's going to erase and we start the Baruch Aleinu. The man that's Kiyin Yudavim the first time Baruch Aleinu. If it's Kiyin Yudavim the first time Baruch Aleinu now, I've added to be Mamshich and go slowly, slowly, busy you get to Shemak Aleinu, and then you say the same Dalamata. As I am a nice Rav Rosner gefasken zu mir. Rav Rosner gesagt mir das selber, und Mishua, der Meister kiemat alle Rabboni, was mir gerät, mir gelernt durch die Ihnen, alle Amaskim, als er war der Ibn, we said all the Tuts Dodum, aber der Kula Alme, in this case, the first one is raised, and now we go weiter. Now, Lord is that a poor of communities that are very negia le maise. This one shayla, I'm not machria, I think it's somewhere state in Sforim, I couldn't check it up now, I don't remember klal. But this is negia to a lot of boch in this shayla. They forget the same talumoto. So I hope they will say 90 times and they will not forget. But they forget the same talumoto. The derech klal, they remember when the chazor of the shatz, when the shatz says the same talumoto, then the chat that they forgot. So now we have to daven again. So they come to us, so we have to go again to the Shtiblach Tzachat and Aminyan? Or we could just stand in the corner and daven again? And what is Tali the Shail? Tali in this Lomdus. If the first tefillah is Fafal, the whole first tefillah, because like Rabbeinu Al-Fasi, that if Tzachat is Kore, is Meshami Matbea Shetoru Chachomim, you didn't daven Mincha today. You don't have to daven b'tzibul. Some people don't daven b'tzibul. But a kosher person davens b'tzibul. You're too tired. It's too hard for you to have. It's not true. You didn't daven today b'tzibul. But if you look like Rabbeinu Yehuda, the mincha you know. Echad ha-mincha. I'm missing the askore. For that, I'm giving you another tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibul, I was yet already. Echad ha-tefillah. It's not being the same talumoto b'tzibul. So then tefillah b'tzibul. Tefillah b'tzibul, echad. This is the reason, so it's a Safik Take. This is the reason it's leichter to be maker when you got the Tefillah B'tzibul. It's like, it's a Safik, because it's probably two Terutim of Tesis. But it's leichter to be maker. No, this is only what we said, we went back, so I erased it. But in the whole Tefillah, we don't say that I erased it. Now, here's a big shayla, that if it happens, it's like a big shayla, it could be you will have to stay stuck the whole Shabbos. But love Eib Tzachon. Everyone knows the Aloch and Shabbos is, yeah, we daven Tefillah Shal Shabbos. If the Moshe is a mistake, you start at Atochoinen. Atochoinen Olam Das. So you finish the Broche. You say, M'lai B'mino Choleinu M'idcho, Odeh Abino Be'askil, Boruch Ato Shem Choleinu Das, Ato Kiddash. That's the Aloch. If you start a broche, you finish it, and then you start the Shabbos. This is a halacha every kid knows. A mother could hold ala tzadikim, you finish ala tzadikim, ata kiddashto, ata echot. V'l Yerushalayim, Shmai Kuleinu, when you remember, you finish that broche, and then you switch over to Shabbos. What would be the halacha of a person he was holding in Shabbos? He didn't realize that it's Shabbos, Atochoinen, Chefoeinu, Borecholeinu. Now he's holding an Allah, he finished Allah Tzadikim, oi, it's toch Shabbos. So he wants to switch to Shabbos. But he remembers that Grabe, he didn't say the same Talmud yet. So normally, we tell him, go to Shvankeleinu. But he's not going to Shvankeleinu. He's going to Atochim Ashto. Normally, if someone forgot Borecholeinu, say Talmud. His name is Arat Sadiq, and we tell him, Dagonisht. Shmakuleinu will say it. He's not going to Shmakuleinu. Now he comes on his Shabbos, he's going to Ati Kedashto. So he will have a davening on the St. Alamoto. What? So this is the Shaila. What? No, this tefillah is Mishayim Al-Beh Ashtovu Chachamim. Mishtar Zabroch, he was Mishayim Al-Beh Ashtovu Chachamim. What? Sidar Zah Shmoneser. Don't think that Allah, you can add brachas. But you add that brachas. So in Sefer Shiori Broche, bleib tzorichir lemaise, if this person, if he finished the whole davening, first we'll say he finished the whole davening. Lamezol. He said Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say the same, we'll start Mesudah, maybe slowly. He said Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say the same Talamoto. Okay? He said Ata Kedashto, now he finished the ganze Zah, he says about the same Talamoto, Mishgizok. So we say, now Baruch Aleinu is a part of his davening, and Mishgizok the same Talamoto. So again, if he's only missing the same Talamoto, Shabbos you don't need the same Talamoto. But if the Pshad is the Matbea, is Nishkin Guta Matbea? So then, this tefillah, he has to go back. Oh, but that's Emunah, that's the Mishnah Zeh Shver.
I thought we could go back.
Then
we can get to Baruch
Aleinu. We're not going to fix the same Talamoto. Because that tefillah, Nishkibah, that tefillah.
What's the
but I'll tell you where the Etzem is the big Shaila. Where is the big Shaila what to do? And this Lemaise is Noach Roe, and I don't know what to do Lemaise. A person started David in Shabbos, he said, Baruch Atochoinen, Refoeinu, Baruch Oleinu, Tkabe Shofar Godel Cheruseinu, the son Neis Lekabitz, Hatach Baruch Mitten Tkabe Shofar, Ara Tzadikim, Baruch Adel, the Baruch Adel, Shem Hashem, and he remembers, oi, it's Shabbos. Okay, so he knows, I have to finish the Baruch and I will switch to Shabbos. Oh, I didn't say the same Talamoto. Now what to do? If he didn't say the same Talamoto, so what we'll say, if he didn't say the same Talamoto, the Baruch Aleinu is not a good Baruch Aleinu. If the Baruch Aleinu is not a good Baruch Aleinu, you can't carry on Ara Tzadikim. Ara Tzadikim sits on Al Birkas Hashanim. They sit one on each other. If you miss one, you can't say the rest. So he can't say it. So he will go back to Baruch Aleinu. It's Shabbos, he doesn't have to say Baruch Aleinu. So what to do? He started down in Shabbos weekday. Now he said he's holding out Tzadikim, and he meant that he didn't say the same Talumoto. So the Baruch Aleinu is not good. So what to do now? He's holding in the middle of out Tzadikim. So again, if we say that the Baruch Aleinu is good, he's only missing the Saint Alamoto. Say it. Chomish came to Saint Alamoto. Shabbos is not Me'akev. I will finish Arat Tzadikim, and I will go to the Arat Kedashto. But if we say that the Chaser the Matbeah Shetovu Chachomim, so the Baruch Aleinu is garnished. So I'm pulling out the Baruch Aleinu. So normally, no, I will fix it soon in Shmark Aleinu. But here we're not going to fix it. So the Baruch Aleinu will not be good. So the Tkad HaShefer will fall. So the Mishraim, the Ramashim will fall. So that's how I could carry on to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishan Miftach LaTzadikim, Tzadikim, Baruch Atah Torah. So to stop in the middle to go to the Arat Kedashto, maybe it's not good. I'm only in the middle of a Baruch, I can't stop in the middle of a Baruch. So what do I have to stand? I can't carry on davening, because maybe it's a Baruch Atah Torah. I can't stop davening because I'm in the middle of a Baruch. So what to do if someone happens as I get into? Ich weiß nicht, was zu tun.